The 10th annual theater sports competition is Tuesday, March 23rd, that's tomorrow, at 7 p.m. at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. It's improvisational theater with a competitive sports angle. Joining us in the studio are Richie Furlong, Carrie Palmer, Jamie Shogren, and Elizabeth O'Phalen, Cook County High School seniors and participants in the competition. Welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Well, I thought I would start with a question about theater, and I wondered if maybe Elizabeth could talk. Why is this considered theater?
Well, because obviously we perform in the ACA, and we have to practice with our loud voices, and so everyone is able to hear us, and we have to make it so people are able to see us, and so we know how to stand on the stage, so they're not just looking at our backs, and so they can see all of our emotions and everything that we're doing really clearly.
And there's acting going on?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Richie, could you explain why this is called theater sports?
Well, from day one, McHugh's had us, like, conditioning and working out, and it's been, like, I don't know, like, more, like, vocal workouts, I guess, than anything. Like, we did, like, a little bit of running, I guess, but you're constantly moving around and exercising and all sorts of things, and it's always been, like, a competition between two groups, which is kind of what, like, a sport is for the most part.
Yeah, okay. And Carrie, could you explain how does the competition work?
Well, there's two groups, as Richie said. So there's the two different teams, and there's a bunch of games that we play, which are the improv games, and we, like, compete together. It's not really, like, one team wins, really, but we get to play together. Or we have the team. One team will play a game, or, like, half of each team plays games. So kind of just, like, all play together. So it's not super competitive.
You, like, receive a challenge to fly with some improv about an idea or a setting, and each team is challenged to, like, what can you do with this idea? Or
yep, some of the games are kind of like that, and we have a ton of different games that we'll play that with the different improvs, different, like, themes that we're given just right on the spot.
Okay. Jamie, can you talk a little bit about the improvisation, and how do you prepare for this sort of thing?
Each night, Mr. McHugh sends us home and tells us to each prepare like 3 or 4 different ideas. So we'll use one in class with our practices. But then when it comes to the real thing, it's stuff from the audience and some ideas of our own. So a lot of them we've prepared for ourselves, but we just haven't used those ideas yet.
Okay. There is a strong visual element to what you'll be doing. So I'm not asking you to improv for us on the air, but can you give any examples of scenarios that might be given?
There's different scenes where we'll have to, like, control everybody else. So one person tells a story, and then the rest of the people just have to do whatever they say, no matter how crazy it gets or how, like, what they tell them to do.
Sounds very fun. Can anybody talk about why they like this?
It's fun, and, like, you get to really go out of your comfort zone, which, like, obviously is kind of nerve-wracking at first, but then by the end, it's something that you're always going to remember, and it's something really fun to do.
This competition is a fundraiser for the College Literature Senior Class trip to Minneapolis. What can you tell us about that trip?
Well, the trip consists of us going down on, a Friday night? And we get down, and on Friday night, some of us are going to a theater to watch a play, and then Saturday morning we get up and there's museums, and then we go to a different play and we tour the Guthrie and watch a play at the Guthrie, and then we'll head back Saturday night. So it's just money for the bus and the hotel and the tickets for the plays and stuff that we need to raise.
And all of you have done this previous years, is that correct? Or
other senior literature classes have done it, but this is our first time ever doing theater sports.
Okay, all of your first times. Okay, that's fine. Did you watch it previous years?
Yeah.
So you know, okay, how ridiculous it can get and fun. And yeah. Tickets at the door. How much are the tickets?
You know, the tickets are $5 for students and $8 for adults.
All right. We are speaking with Richie Furlong, Carrie Palmer, Jamie Shogren, and Elizabeth O'Phalen, Cook County High School seniors, about tomorrow's performance. It's a theater sports competition at 7 o'clock at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. Anything else you would like to add?
You should come out and support our class because it's going to be a lot of fun. You got to get there early because it's always packed. We have never had anything where it was like little people. It's always packed.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Out and About can be heard every Monday at this time. This feature is underwritten by Minnesota Power, featuring Energy Forward, their roadmap to creating a sustainable energy future while meeting customers' energy needs. More at mnpower.com/energyforward. Minnesota Power, powering the pace of life.